Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. This episode is brought to you by the Wedding Planning Blueprint Course, the new way to plan your wedding. I've been a professional wedding planner for almost 20 years now, and though nothing can beat the excitement of a wedding day, my favorite moments are sharing the real wedding planning experiences and tips that no one else is talking about. I designed this course to help take you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to educated and in control of your wedding plans. The course includes 24 lessons that are structured to help you first create your wedding planning foundation and then build upon it in an intentional way so that you don't make one of the most common and expensive mistakes, planning your wedding backwards. The newest feature in the course, Wedding Chat GPT, allows you to ask your wedding planning questions and get professional answers 24/7. The answers are pulled from the course content, which makes the responses reliable and actionable. This will be a true game changer, saving you time and money while you plan your big day. To see a full list of what's included in the course, head to planningcollective.com/WPB course. Working with a wedding planner would literally cost you thousands, but now you can have the expert advice and tips for under $150. And while the course is a steal, I do recognize that that's still an investment. Make sure you grab our free download, Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes, and I can promise that that alone will save you the cost of the course. You can find our free guides at planningcollective.com, and I look forward to helping you plan your wedding. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, I'm going to share 6 things you can skip on your wedding day to save a little cash. But before we get started, I have a big favor to ask of you. If you found these episodes helpful, could you take a quick second and rate and review? It will help other couples find the resources they need to plan their weddings and help us get our planning tools out to more couples that are struggling. Or if you found a particular episode helpful, please feel free to share it with other engaged couples. I greatly appreciate your help and support. All right, let's move on to how we're going to save you some money. Number one, before you start either purchasing centerpieces or other decor items, or maybe even renting them from your florist, ask your venue if they have any items that you can use from their inventory. Many venues will have things that they've either purchased or maybe they've been left behind from past weddings that you might be able to use, which will save you from purchasing or renting them on your own. Common items like this that you might want to ask about are a knife and server, champagne flutes, card boxes, table numbers, votives and other containers for candles, easels for your signs, and other decor or centerpiece items that they may have collected. Number two, the second area that many couples save money on is in your paper items for the day. While there are some that are necessary from a functional standpoint, like your invitations, place cards, or seating chart, and table numbers, some other common items are definitely not needed. These items include guest books, ceremony programs, menu cards, and other signage like bar signs and welcome signs. Now, don't get me wrong here, these items can definitely add to the design and customization on your day, but they're not necessary from a functional standpoint. If you like the idea of having programs or menu cards, but you're still looking for ways to cut back, you can order your programs for each couple rather than per guest, and you can have one menu card printed per table, and the guests can pass it around. Number three, while we're talking about paper goods, going online with your RSVPs will save you not only the cost of the RSVP card and envelope, but also the stamps that you need to put on the outside of the envelope. Most wedding websites like Zola or The Knot offer free RSVP trackers, and it's becoming more and more common, so your guests will likely be on board with the RSVP online. If you do have some older guests or some that might be opposed to this idea, you can send out physical RSVP cards to a smaller portion of your guest list while collecting the majority of the responses online. Number four. One trend we're seeing is either very small wedding parties, meaning one or two max on each side, or not having a wedding party at all. If you opt to go this route, it can not only save you the headache of dealing with large wedding parties and all of their opinions, but it can also save you a ton of money. Potential areas that you'll save on are with the bouquets or boutonnieres, gifts for your wedding party members, transportation on the wedding day, and breakfast and or lunch for everyone as you're getting ready before the wedding. You can still have certain people. You can still have the significant people in your life play a bigger role in your day, like being your witness for signing the license, maybe performing the ceremony or a reading at the ceremony, and giving a toast at the reception. But you don't need to embrace the traditional wedding party roles if that doesn't feel right for you or your budget. Number five, while you're working on your ceremony decor items, think of the ways that you may be able to repurpose these items at the reception. While it's not going to be possible for every setup, we will often move flowers from the altar or the back of the ceremony to the tables as centerpieces or decor for the head table. If you have pew or chair bows, if you have pew bows or maybe decor on the aisle chairs, If you have pew bows or maybe flowers on the aisle chairs, you can put those on the back of your chairs at the reception. You can also use the bridesmaids' bouquets as decor on your head table or sweetheart table to save on floral and repurpose them at the reception. Make sure to think through who will be taking care of moving these items. And if your ceremony is at a church, ask if they expect you to leave the flowers behind as a donation. This can be common in some areas and embarrassing if you miss that line in your contract. And number six, the final thing I suggest you skip if you're looking to save some money is the traditional wedding favor. Unless the favor is food-based, like cookies or even some... Unless your favor is food-based, like individual cookies or even the classic Jordan almonds, I find that you're going to have many left behind at the end of the night. Sometimes it really surprises me too. Items that I think are going to be hugely popular, still left behind at the end of the night. If you've got your mindset on a specific favor, I highly recommend you do one per couple or even per family, which will also save you some money in the end. But if you do have the budget for favors and you're flexible, your guests will love it if you put that towards something they can snack on, like a sweets table, maybe upgrading the late night snack, or increase the bar level. I will say And if you are looking to have something at each place setting for the guests or something for them to take off of a favor table, again, I highly recommend you go the food route, like little individual cookies or other snacks they can take with them. I will say anytime our favors are something that is food related, there are rarely any left behind. And there you have it. Six quick things you can use to save money while planning your wedding. Do you have any other wedding planning questions you'd like to have answered? Head on over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and ask them there. And again, if you found this podcast helpful, please take a quick second to rate and review on the platform that you listen on. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.